Dort College Volleyball is on the air as the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Midland Warriors in Great Plains Athletic Conference semifinal round volleyball action. The Dort College Defenders come into tonight's contest 18-10 overall, 11-5 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the number 3 seed in the postseason field. Losses for the Defenders this year in the league were to Northwestern, Midland, Doane, Concordia, and Briarcliff. For Midland, they're 23-7 this season. They finished the league year with a 12-4 record. Their four losses are to two teams, Northwestern and Hastings. They lost two to each team. Midland is hitting .205 as a team. The Dort College Defenders hitting .231. Dort College averaging 12.72 kills per set. Midland is at 12.46 kills per outing. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the Midland University Event Center on the campus of Midland University in Fremont, Nebraska. Straight chalk all the way across the board in the first round of the Great Plains Athletic Conference Tournament. Seeds numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 all victorious. They square off this evening. The other semifinal match has Northwestern facing Concordia. Dort College hoping to take some of the regularity out of this tournament by pulling off an upset on the road this evening. We'll tell you more about that as we get into our pregame show and our first serve, but right now let's pause for our national anthem. Continuing on then with our look at tonight's matchup. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, coming off a win over the Briarcliff Chargers in the quarterfinal round of the tournament. They were 3-1 winners on Saturday night. Dort College 18-10 overall, led by Brooke Waltersdorf and her 3.04 kills per set average. She also has a 276 kill efficiency, and she averages just under a block per outing and 2.77 digs. Jenna Horstman averages 2.42 kills. Haley Moss is averaging 2.36 kills with a 260 kill efficiency and one block. Elizabeth Keel's kill total is 1.88. She leads the team with 1.1 blocks per outing. Heather Showers adds 1.77 kills and is one of eight players to appear in all 112 sets so far this season for the Defenders. Kayla Bartman handles the setting and has a 9.5 assist average. She puts down 1.05 kills and gets to 2.24 digs. Megan Krausman averages 3.38 digs. Summer Jansen, 2.57. Krausman is the team leader in ace serves with 26. Bartman has 25. Waltersdorf has 22. The Midland Warriors are hitting .205 as a team and have a 12.46 kills per set average to go with 2.34 points per outing on blocks and 1.51 on service aces. Four players for the Warriors average over 2 kills per set, with Ashley Harms leading the way with 2.86 kills per set and a 2.43 kill efficiency. Casey Hyman puts down 2.78 kills. Heather Pribble is at 2.32 kills and boasts a 2.88 kill efficiency. Christina Kepke is good for 2.11 kills and has a 3.12 kill percentage. Ashley Wheeler gets 1.3 kills and also averages 1.82 digs per outing. Megan Farley's assist average is 9.76 and she has 19 aces. Wheeler accounts for 22. Midland was a 3-2 winner over Doane, 17-25, 25-12, 22-25, 25-16, and 15-9. Midland hit for a 2.26 kill efficiency with 66 digs and 7 blocks. Harms had 19 kills in the outing, put down 5 blocks. Aaron Sorahan and Pribble had 13 and 12 kills respectively. Harley had 48 assists. Dort College beat Briarcliff in 4, 25-23, 25-15, 16-25, and 25-22. Dort hit 245 for the match. Jenna Horseman had 21 kills. Keelan Moss each had 10 kills. Dort College is 19-3 against Midland, with one of the Midland wins coming on September 27 of this year. Dort won set one of the match in Sioux Center, but the Warriors won the next three, 25-17, 29-27, 25-16. Moss had 12 kills, Horseman 11, Bartman put up 33 assists. Bartman, Walterstorff, and Krausman each had 15 digs. Dort had 17 blocks in the match, while Midland had 6 service aces. Hyman put down 16 kills, with Wheeler and Pribble each adding 13 kills. Farley put up 51 assists. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van Inkelen Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. And the Midland Warriors will be serving to start. Serving for the Warriors will be Megan Farley. Farley will serve from the right-hand side of the service area, and we are underway with volleyball. Short serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Sets middle Moss. Moss with a tip. Controlled by Midland. Midland on the attack. Pushes it over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Pass it over to Horseman. Horseman gets it up to Bartman. Bartman sets Moss, and Moss gets blocked on the play. Midland with the lead. 1-0 on the block. 1-0 our score. Megan Farley with service. And Farley will line it up, send it over. Taken by Walterstorff. Nearly an overpass. Walterstorff is called, or pardon me, Bartman goes up for it. And they say the Midland player came over the net to make contact with it, and the Dort College defenders get a kill from Kayla Bartman in the process. Dort College ties it up 1-1. Serving by Becky Madden, controlled by the Midland Warriors. Set goes outside over the top of the block, and hitting along and out of bounds is Ashley Harms. Point Dort College on the attack error by Harms. Dort College in front, 2-1. Earlier today, high school state volleyball action. Unity a winner in 5 in their quarterfinal round play. Western a winner in 3. Both of those advance on to semifinal. Action on opposite side of the bracket in Cedar Rapids. Midland on the attack, out of the middle, and the kill put down by Christina Kepke. Kepke, 2.2 kills per set. She gets her first one of the night. She's a 6'3 sophomore from Pierce, Nebraska, and she ties it up at 2-2 with that attack out of the middle. Serving is Darcy Berry for Midland. Tied up 2-2, set number 1 just underway. Got started just a shade after 7:30 this evening. Jump serve taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman has to go up after it, and Bartman is called for a back row attack as the pass was too close to the net. And Bartman had to go up for contact, and the Midland player came over for the block. And an attack error will be the official call on Kayla Bartman. Dort College attacking, set goes outside, Showers. Showers with a kill. Showers attacking from the left side, gets the kill, ties it up at 3-3. 3-3 our score. Dort College with service. Summer Jansen, the freshman from Sheldon, will serve it up. Best of 5 match. Winner advances to the championship match on Saturday. That one's off of high hands. Control, and Midland gets a kill from the outside. Ashley Harms attacking from the right side gets that kill. And the Midland Warriors lead it 4-3. Mimers with service. Low hard serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Set goes middle. Walterstorff. Walterstorff gets the kill. A block error called on Midland. Player was in the net. Walterstorff will get credit for the kill. And we're tied up at 4-4. Serving for Dort College will be Siri Nelson. Siri Nelson with service. And Siri Nelson to line it up and send it over. Her low hard serve down the line controlled by Midland. Set goes middle to Kepke. Kepke unable to do anything with it. Point Dort College. An attack error by, I beg your pardon, that's Pribble. And the Dort College defenders take the lead at 5-4. 5-4 our score. Nelson, the senior to fall, serves it again, catches the tape, falls over. Here comes Midland on the attack from the right side, and the kill from the right side by Harms, her second kill of the night. We're tied 5-5. 5-5 our score. Midland comes in as the number 12 team in the country. If the ratings would hold true through Sunday, they would be a team that would be in position to host a first-round national tournament volleyball match on November the 22nd. Slide goes right side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gets blocked on the play. Dort College didn't have much for options that time. So a block put up by Midland. And the Warriors lead it 6-5. 6-5 our score thus far. Pretty ho-hum match through 11 points. No long volleys yet. Set goes outside. Showers. Showers off high hands. Midland able to control it. They set it outside, and with the kill is Ashley Wheeler. Wheeler gives Midland a 7-5 lead. 7-5 our score. Wheeler records her first kill this evening, averaging 1.3. Nelson gets it over to Bartman. Bartman taps it over, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, off high hands, controlled by Midland again on the continue. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Pribble. Pribble with the kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 8-5. Midland with service. Amanda Piper with service. Piper's low hard serve taken by Nelson, nearly an overpass again, dumped over by Bartman, controlled by Midland, and Midland got sloppy with it that time. Megan Farley just threw it up towards the net. Nobody was there, and the Dort College defenders get a point back. They trail 8-6. 8-6 our score. Serving is Megan Krausman. Megan Krausman with a jump serve into the net, point Midland. So a service error by Krausman. Midland leads at 9-6, set number one. Serving for Midland is Ashley Wheeler. Wheeler with 22 ace serves this season. Midland 23-7 this year. A couple more matches played than Dort College this season. Bartman has to run for that one. Gets it behind the spike line. Gets it over to Jansen. Jansen with a down ball. Set goes to the middle. Pribble. Pribble with a down ball. Dort College scrambling, and Pribble will get a kill on the off-speed attack. So Pribble with another kill, her second. Dort College trails 10-6. Serving again will be Wheeler. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets outside to Horstman. Horstman into the block. Dort College scrambling for it. They pick it up and put it over. That was Waltersdorf with the pick. Passed over the net by Waltersdorf. Now here comes Midland on the attack again. Pribble. Pribble goes outside and misses wide. Not a bounce point, Dort College. So Pribble with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders trail 10-7, serving is Waltersdorf. Brooke Waltersdorf with service. And Waltersdorf floater is to the back line and just long and out of bounds. Dort College a couple of service errors already in this one. That is something Dort College has not been doing in recent history, and that is giving up free points at the service line. Midland with service. And the floater taken by Waltersdorf gets it over to Bartman, shoots it out wide to Horstman. Horstman, off high hands, no. Yes, they say there was a touch at the net, point Dort College. Well, Horstman gets credit for the kill, and Coach Paul Gieselman up off the bench. And Gieselman voicing his displeasure with a touch call. I certainly thought that it skimmed off of a blocker. Coach Paul Gieselman did not think so. Caleb Bartman with service, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, set goes outside, and the attack and the kill for Casey Hyman. Hyman with the kill, and the Midland Warriors lead 12-8. Hyman with the kill. Megan Farley with service. And Megan Farley will send it over with the right hand. Goes cross court. Taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel wide. Out of bounds. Point Midland. Keel with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders need a timeout to talk things over. Dort College trails 13-8. Set number one. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College trailing Midland. Set number one, 13-8. And the Dort College defenders have serve receive. Krausman, Waltersdorf, and Horstman to do the honors. Taken by Krausman, goes after, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets it to Horstman. Horstman off high hands. Here comes Midland. Midland reloads, set right side, off high hands, and the kill. Ashley Harms with her third kill, and the North College defenders trail 14-8. Not the way you want to start if you're North College on the road. Serving for Midland is Megan Farley. North College sluggish out of the chute. Their passing has not been sharp. There's an overpass. It's pushed down by Casey Hyman. That's kill number two for Hyman. And Midland has taken a 15-8 lead. North College trailing by 7. Today's broadcast of North College Volleyball made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Earlier today, state tournament volleyball action, Class 3A play. Sioux Center eliminated from the tournament earlier today. Central Line and Galen played as well. Central Line advances in Class 1A. Galen eliminated in the 1A tournament. A serve by Farley as we resume play. Just in front of Brooke Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf had to scramble for it. And now that one's up into the stands. So back-to-back ace serves by Megan Farley. Farley with 21 aces this season. And the North College defenders trail 17-8. Six straight for Midland. And a serve into the net by Midland. Point North College. And the North College defenders trail 17-9. So Farley gets a couple of aces, then a service error by Farley, and the North College defenders trail 17-9. Serve, or pardon me, set to the outside, Casey Hyman. Hyman puts it away. Casey Hyman registers the kill. And the North College defenders trail 18-9. Midland in front. Serving for the Warriors will be Darcy Berry. Midland has led almost from the outset. North College led briefly early. Bartman gets it back over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Point Midland. So a block put up by the Midland Warriors. And the North College defenders trail 19-9. Serving for Midland is Darcy Berry again. And Berry with a jump serve, taken by Krausman, nearly an overpass. Bartman keeps it out of the net, but they say that Bartman was in the net. And the North College defenders trail 20-9. 20-9 our score, North College trailing. Serving is Darcy Berry. Well, if you're North College, the best part of it about this is that it will end and you'll be down 1-0 in all likelihood. Moss down the line for the kill. And Kaylee Moss with her first kill this evening. That is, of course, if Dort College can't make a monumental comeback, and 10 points with 5 to go for Midland, that's probably a little bit too much to ask. Let's see if Dort College can neutralize the momentum, if nothing else. Set goes right side, dug by Krausman, but on the overpass, the put down by Koepke. Koepke with her second kill. Koepke records her second kill, and the Midland Warriors lead 21-10. Serving is Jordan Bimers. Bimers with service. And Bimers serve, taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back outside Showers. Showers unable to put it away. Here comes Midland. Midland attacking. Tooling it off the block is Sorahan. Sorahan with a first kill. And Midland leads 22-10. Sometimes the best thing that can happen is a set can come to a close and you start over 0-0. That's the sense you get in this one. And another ace serve by Midland and Jordan Bimers. Beimers with another ace serve. And the Midland Warriors with at least four today. Serve taken by Waltersdorf. They get it over to Showers. Showers blocked at the net. Dort College able to push it over. No. An attack error on Showers. And the Dort College defenders trail 24-10. 24-10 our score. Beimers with service. And Beimers will line it up and send it over. Jump serve into the net. Point Dort College. And the Dort College defenders on the service error by Beimers trail 24-11. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Siri Nelson with service. Nelson serve controlled by the Warriors. Warriors back set right side through the block. Dug by Nelson. But up into the stands on the opposite side. And Harms registers another kill. And that's the set. 25-11. Midland takes the suspense out of this one early. We head to set number two with Dort College trailing 1-0. We're back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Not a good start to this match. Let's see if Dort College can get it turned around. 13 kills, 3 errors, 20 attacks for Midland. That's a salty 500 kill efficiency. Dort College, 4 kills, 4 errors, 19 total attacks. That comes out to a 0 kill efficiency. 4 different players had 1 kill each for Dort College. Ashley Harms had 4 to lead Midland. And Casey Hyman had 3. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And you like to look for bright spots. But in that one, I'm not sure where you look, because 25-11, that is a thrashing, and Dort College has to bounce back quickly. As I said, at the end of set one, sometimes the best thing that can happen is a set comes to a close and you start over 0-0, and that's where we are at right now. Serving for Dort College will be Caleb Artman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland on the attack. Set goes right side over high hands. Krausman got to it. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman throws it back over to Horstman. Horstman block at the net. Point Midland. So a block put up by the Warriors. Dort College led briefly at 5-4 in set number one. A 4-point run, though, by Midland put them up 8-5. And they never led by less than 4 after that. Taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, sets over to Moss. Moss pushes it over. Here comes Midland on the attack, pushed over the block, saved by Bartman. Bump set by Keel, set outside to Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block for the tie. Jenna Horstman with her second kill tonight, and the Dort College defenders tied up at 1-1. 1-1 our score, serving for the defenders. Well, the tip goes out of bounds. Serving for Dort College that time was Becky Madden. Midland, a rare attack error, though. And the Dort College defenders lead 2-1. Serve is long and out of bounds. Madden tried to serve to the middle back, but hit it just a little bit long, and we're tied up 2-2. 2-2 our score. Serving for Midland is Darcy Berry. Madden and Horston check out of the match. On the floor for Dort College right now, Showers, Bartman, Moss, Keel, Krausman, and Waltersdorf. Serving is Darcy Berry. Berry served, taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, sets right side over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with her second kill tonight, and the Dort College defenders lead 3-2, set number two. Serving is Summer Jansen for the defenders. Summer Jansen. Low hard serve controlled by Midland. Warriors scrambling. They get to it. Sent over the net. Blocked at the net. And they say that the ball never made it over the net. Point Dort College on the attack by Midland. That was Ashley Harms. Harms went to the roll shot. And they say that the ball never cleared the netting. Dort College with service leading 4-2. Midland's on the attack. Set goes right side. Harms. Dug up by Bartman. Gets it over to Moss. Moss off the block. Controlled by Midland. Midland on the attack. Covered by Jansen on the off speed. It caught the tape. Comes back over to Showers. Showers with a kill. Well, Dort College showing some signs of life. Showers with a kill. Dort College trailing trailing in the match 1-0. They lead the set, though, 5-2. Serving is Summer Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, blocked, but out of bounds. Point, Midland. Tooling it off of the block for the kill, I believe it was Christina Koepke. Koepke with her third. And the North Carolina defenders lead 5-3. Serving is Jordan Beimers for Midland. Beimers, low hard serve, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman lays out for it, keeps it in play, passed over the net by Moss. Here comes Midland. Dort College in transition on defense. They get the block put up. Midland will attack again. Set goes outside through the block, and the kill for Midland and Ashley Harms. Harms with her fifth kill. Dort College trailing 5-4. Beimers with service. And Beimers serve. Controlled by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Moss, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a down ball, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, Harms through the block, saved by Bartman, gets it over to Waltersdorf, bumps it up over to Showers. Showers tips back corner, kill. Heather Showers with the kill, her second, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. 6-4 our score, Siri Nelson with service. And Siri will serve it up and over, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set right side. Harms with a kill. Harms banks it off of the blocker, her sixth kill. Dort College has not had an answer for her yet consistently. Dort College trailing at leading 6-5, but Midland trimming 2 points off of what was a 3-point advantage. Low hard serve taken by Jansen. Overpass. Here comes Midland attacking on the free ball. Set goes right side. Koepke. Koepke blocked at the net. Beg your pardon, that's Pribble. Pribble and Koepke are both about 6'2" tall. Both pretty lanky. Pribble wears number 14. Christina Koepke wears number 24. Dort College leads at 7-5 on the block. Krausman jump serve controlled by Midland. No, they push it over. Horseman goes up for the joust. Midland wins out. Dort College pushes it over. Here comes Midland off the attack. Dort College digs it up. Bartman back over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Dort College starting to turn it around a little bit. Took them a little while to get started. Now they lead 8-5 in set number two after losing set one, 25-11. Serving is Krausman to the back line, and that's an ace serve. Krausman with an ace. And the Dort College defenders force Midland to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Midland uses a timeout. Dort College leads 9-5. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. Nearly an ace by Krausman. Midland gets into system. Aaron Sorahan gets the high set, and Sorahan puts it away. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Dort College leads 9-6. Sorahan with her second kill unofficially. Ashley Wheeler with service. Her team leading in the match, 1-0. Siri Nelson sets it to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf blocked at the net, picks it out, gets it back over to Horstman. Horstman hits the antenna with her attack. So an attack error by Horstman, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-7, but Midland has come out of the timeout with back-to-back points. Serving for Midland is Ashley Wheeler. Wheeler with a jump serve, taken by Jansen. Bartman has to race after it. Slides in front of the Dort College bench. She's back on her feet. Here comes Midland attacking, though. Trying to catch Dort College in transition. Unable to do so as Jansen gets a hand on it. Now here's Horstman blocked at the net. Reloads. And now a tip at the net and put away by Heather Pribble. Pribble with her fourth kill. And the Midland Warriors have made it a 9-8 score. Dort College surrendering 3 points in a row. Midland on the run. Ashley Wheeler with service, taken by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman, throws it backside over to Waltersdorf, off high hands, controlled by Midland off the slide. Set goes outside, through the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, throws it outside to Horstman. Horstman around the block, controlled by Midland, they race after it. Set goes outside, again off high hands, And a kill for Midland and Casey Hyman. Hyman with her fourth kill. And Midland has come back to tie it up at 9-9. Midland on a 4-0 run out of the timeout. Midland with service. And the serve is into the net by Wheeler, Point Door College. So Wheeler with a service error. Door College trails 10-9. Serving is Waltersdorf. Brooke Waltersdorf with a jump serve to the sideline, controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set goes outside. And that one hits the antenna. Casey Hyman's attack hits the antenna. And the Door College defenders back-to-back points on errors by Midland. That time an attack error. Set goes outside again. Hyman. Hyman through the block that time, and that time she puts it away. Waltersdorf got a hand on it, but that was it. Hyman records the kill. Hyman with her fifth kill. She's a sophomore from Howells, Nebraska. Most of these Midland players homegrown. My guess would be out of the Omaha and Lincoln volleyball systems. Pretty extensive club system down this way. Serving is Anna Grovejohn. Grovejohn floater, taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, sets outside Horstman. Horstman off the block, saved by Midland. And momentarily, North College gets the point, though, as Horstman records the kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got four. And the North College defenders lead by two, 12-10, and set number two trying to even match up at one set apiece. Midland with serve received. Set goes to the back line, and blocked at the net was Wheeler, Point Door College. Wheeler attacking from behind the spike line. Door College gets a block, and the defenders lead 13-10. So Door College pushing the lead back out to three again after Midland had tied it at 9-9. Serving is Bartman down the line, taken by Midland. Midland attacking. Over the block, saved by Horstman. They come back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf from behind the spike line. Now the down ball, saved by Moss, kept it in play. Waltersdorf and Krausman both after it at the same time, and the ball ends up dropping to the four-point Midland. Broken play, and the Midland Warriors have cut the lead down to 13-11. Serving for Midland is Megan Farley. Farley with service. Short serve taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Midland attacking. Over the top of the block, saved by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Keel. Keel off the block. Midland's keeping it in play, unable to send it over, though, and Keel will get the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the kill, her first, and the Door College defenders lead 14-11. Serving for Door College is Madden. Short serve taken by the Warriors. Warriors attacking from the right side. And the kill for Casey Hyman. Hyman with her sixth kill. And the North College defenders trail, lead, I should say, 14-12. Serving for Midland is Darcy Berry. Berry with service. North College trying to even the match at one set apiece. Berry's jump serve taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Soft hands over to Waltersdorf, to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. And hitting it wide and out of bounds is Midland's Christina Koepke. Koepke hits it wide. So Koepke with an attack error, and North College leads 15-12. So North College wins the race to 15. Short serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set right side over the top of the block. Saved by Bartman. Gets it over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf unable to put it away. Now Waltersdorf will set it back over to Showers. Showers unable to put it down. Here comes Midland again attacking off high hands. And a kill from the right side for Midland. And Ashley Harms, she's got six unofficially, comes into the match averaging 2.8. North College leads 15-13. Jordan Beimer serving. And Beimer's floater taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug by Beimer's on the cover. Set goes outside, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Sorahan, Point Door College. And they will say that there was a block at the net, a touch. And the Door College defenders surrender the point. So a kill by Midland. Beimer's with service. Taken by Walthersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf blocked at the net. Point Midland, and Midland is tied at 15 all. 15-15, our score. Serving for Midland is Jordan Beimers. Beimers with service. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman throws it backside over to Moss. Moss with a tip controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. And banging it off of the net, Dort College able to scramble to it. Showers with a down ball into the net, point Midland. Showers with an attack error. Dort College trails 16-15. And Dort College is going to use a timeout. Back with more after this. Dort College uses a timeout, trailing 16-15. They have one timeout remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank. Proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Taking my Moss, gets it over to Bartman, back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. We're tied 16-all. Walthersdorf for the kill out of the timeout. Dort College really needs to get this set. They lost set 1, 25-11. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson loops it over. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set right side through the block and the kill. It's Ashley Harms with another kill. She's got 8. So Midland has gone to their leading, one of their leading attackers, Ashley Harms. She came in averaging 2.8 kills per set. She's got 8 this evening. Midland leads 17-16. Serving for Midland is Amanda Piper. Serve receive up and over by Jansen. Here comes Midland on the attack off high hands. Nelson keeps it in play, but it's Midland controlling. Set goes right side to Pribble. Pribble into the net. Point Dort College. So Pribble with the attack error. And the Dort College defenders and Midland Warriors are tied at 17-all. Serving is Megan Krausman. Krausman with a jump serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set goes outside, off high hands, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman, comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a power tip, and she power tips it into the net. Point Midland. Horstman with an attack error. Dort College trails 18-17 in set number 2. Ashley Wheeler with service. Wheeler serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side, Walthersdorf cross court, dug by Midland. Midland attacking. Set goes outside, dug by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman with a dump, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set goes outside, unable to put it away was Hyman. They'll throw it backside this time over to Koepke. Beg your pardon, that's Pribble. Tracking it down to the back line was Nelson. Here comes Midland. Pushed over the net by Pribble, controlled by Dort College. Bartman slide right side, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the kill to tie it. Walthersdorf with the kill, and for Brooke Walthersdorf, she has 3 kills this evening. And we're tied up at 18-all. We've been tied at 1-2-9, 15, 16, 17, and 18. So tie number 7 of set number 2. A kill from the outside by Casey Hyman. Hyman with 7 kills. And Midland leads at 19-8. Midland, nothing fancy. They've just gone, they've spread the ball around. They've gone to Hyman. They've gone to Harms. Pribble and Koepke have also mixed in kills on occasion. Short serve taken by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Sets outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing controlled by Midland. Midland at backing. Set goes outside. Controlled by Walthersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman off the dump and the kill. Bartman goes up, swipes it away with the left hand. Bartman with her first kill tonight. And we're tied at 19-all. 19-19 the score. Serving for Dort College now is Kayla Bartman. 3 attackers in the front row for the defenders. Low hard serve controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Koepke throws it over. Controlled by Bartman. Gets it over to Keel. Sets outside to Moss. Moss with a tap controlled by Midland. Overpass. Moss tries to put it away. And Moss does. Haley Moss with the kill. Dort College leads 20-19. Moss with her third kill. And the Dort College defenders lead 20-19, trying to even the match up. Koepke with a power tip. Dug by Walthersdorf. Bartman gets it back over to Moss. Moss goes cross court. No touch at the net. Point Midland. Moss with the attack error that time, hitting it wide as she tried to go cross court. And we're tied 20 all. Tie number 9 of set number 2. Serving for Midland is Megan Farley. Taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman, comes over to Keel. Keel with a tip, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, set right side down the line of the kill. Harms with her ninth kill. And the Midland Warriors lead at 21-20. 21-20, Harms with her ninth kill, and Dort College will use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. This is timeout number 2 of the night for the Defenders. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM, a tight battle here in set number 2. But the Defenders find themselves down 21-20. They already trail in the match 1-0. Cannot afford to fall behind 2-0 on a night like tonight. Megan Farley with service. Farley's serve taken by Waltersdorf, taken by Bartman, gets it over to Keel. Keel with a swing and the kill. Elizabeth Keel with the first kill of the second kill of the night for her. And the North College Defenders tied up at 21-all. Tie number 10 of set number 2. Becky Madden with service. And Madden's serve controlled by Midland. Midland unable to get a good attack out of it. Megan Farley tries to set it. And it goes to the floor. An attack error by Midland. I don't know who to charge it on, though. And the Midland Warriors trail 22-21. Midland will use a timeout. Back with more after this. 22-21, Dort College with service. Becky Madden serve controlled by Midland. Midland will push it over, taken by the Defenders. Moss gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Showers. Showers off the swing. Controlled by Midland. Midland scrambles to it. They pass it over the net. Free ball. Moss to Bartman. Bartman back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel registers the kill. Her third, and the Dort College Defenders lead 23-21. Serving is Madden. Madden down the line, taken by Midland. Warriors scrambling, and they push it over the net. Keel on the overpass, puts it away. Keel puts the overpass away, knocking it off of a blocker for good measure, and the Dort College Defenders now serving for the set, trying to tie it up at 1-apiece. Becky Madden, short serve. That'll go as an ace, and the Dort College Defenders have evened the match up at 1-apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders and Midland Warriors head to set number 3, tied up 1-apiece. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Set number 2, Dort College wins 25-21. The numbers in set number 2. Dort College 14 kills, 6 errors, 41 attacks. Midland 14-7-44. That's a 159 kill efficiency. Dort College for the match, 133 kill efficiency. Midland 266. Dort College with 23 digs. Midland with 25. Midland with 5 blocks. Dort College with 2.5 blocks. Dort College with 2 service aces, Midland with 3. Midland did not have a service ace in set number 2. 6 digs for Megan Krausman and Summer Jansen. 4 kills each for Jenna Horseman and Elizabeth Keel. Ashley Harms with 10 kills for the Midland Warriors. So I was one off on her. She's got 10. 7 for Casey Hyman. And 3 each for Erin Sorahan and Heather Pribble. 7 digs for Midland's Ashley Wheeler leads them in that category. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Housefirst, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com, when the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. As I alluded to earlier, state volleyball action happening in Cedar Rapids today as well. In case you missed those results, in Class 3A volleyball, it was Red Oak landing Sioux Center season 26-24, 26-24, and 25-18. Red Oak is on into the semifinals. In Class 2A volleyball earlier today, it was Unity over Eddyville Blakesburg, 3-2. Western over South Central Calhoun, 3-0. The Western match scores 25-11, 25-16, and 25-10. Unity's match, 25-19, 24-26, 27-25, 19-25, and 15-11. Western will now play Sumner Fredericksburg. Unity will play Dyke New Hartford. Both of those matches happening tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. And in Class 1A volleyball earlier today, Trinity over Galen, 3-0. And it was Central Line over Marquette, 3-1. Central Line will now play Janesville. Holy Trinity Catholic will play Tripola tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Van Inkelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Ride a person agent, 712-737-6000, and buy the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. We go to set number three, tied up, one set apiece. Set goes right side, Walterstorff blocked at the net. Now a joust at the net, one out that time by Bartman, pushed it over. Walterstorff gets it over to Bartman. Bartman tries to push it over, and that was too close to the net, and Bartman didn't have much she could do with it. And she ends up with it blocked back. Midland scores a point on a block off the attack by Caleb Bartman. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We head into set number three. Showers on the attack. Ended up tangled up in the pole on the opposite side. Now a block put up on the attack by Ashley Harms, and Harms puts it away. Banks it off of the block for the kill. Harms with 11 kills this evening. And the Dort College defenders trail 2-0 in set number three. Midland with service, Megan Farley. Taken by Krausman, too close to the net. Trying to joust it was Bartman. Bartman unable to keep it in play. Point Midland. Midland wins out on the joust that time. And the Midland Warriors have regrouped to take a 3-0 lead here in set number three. Farley serve, taken by Krausman. Gets it to Bartman, sets it outside to Showers. Showers blocked at the net. Point Midland. Midland with a 4-0 lead. Midland Warriors have the advantage. And serving for the Midland Warriors is Megan Farley. Farley's serve, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back to Jansen. Jansen around the block for the kill. Dort College reaches into the bag of tricks, and they get a kill from Summer Jansen to neutralize the momentum. And the Dort College defenders trail it 4-1 in set number four. Serving is Krausman, the junior from Grundy Center. Top spin serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set goes outside. Warriors off of the block for the kill is Harms. Harms with a dozen. So Harms records the kill, and the Dort College defenders down set number three, 5-1. Darcy Berry with service. So Barry will line it up and send it over. Her jump serve, floater, taken by Horseman, gets it over to Bartman, comes back right side, Walterstorff, unable to put it away. Here comes Midland, attacking right side through the block, taken by Nelson, fight for it at the net. Dort College recovers on the pick by Jansen. Here comes Midland on the attack again, set outside over the top of the block. That time Jansen digs up Sorehand's attacks. That goes over to Walterstorff, pushes it over the left hand, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking off the block, saved by Jansen, up and over. Here comes Midland again. Midland attacking, set Sorehand. Sorehand with a kill. Sorehand moving around that time. She attacked from the right, then moved back over to the left side, and she records the kill. Midland leads 6-1. 6-1 our score serving for Midland is Barry. She has served 2 points in a row for Midland and serving for number three right here. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net, and Dort College might need to call a timeout. Dort College trails 7-1. Coach Chad Hansen's going to let it ride for the time being. Down 7-1 here in set number three, tied up 1-1 in the match. Darcy Barry with service. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Down ball by Walterstorff, saved by Midland. Midland on the attack, set right side through the block. Dug by Nelson off the attack by Harms. Dort College gets it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with a kill. Walterstorff records the kill. Dort College can ill afford to allow Midland to maintain this 4 or 5 point lead. Dort College has to crawl back into it and get back in contact with Midland in set number three. Jump serve by Walterstorff, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set right side, blocked. Midland attacking, overpass. Bartman puts it away. Bartman with the kill. Kayla Bartman records her second kill this evening. And Walterstorff will now serve. Jump serve taken by Midland. Midland attacking, Sorehand. Sorehand down the line, hits it wide, not out of bounds. Point Dort College on the attack here. Dort College trails 7-4. Well, they got some points back. Let's see if they can get one or two here, one or two more. Walterstorff, jump serve taken by Sorehand, drives her back to the back line. Here comes Midland off the attack and the kill, right side Harms. Harms with 13. So Harms puts another one away. Harms is a 6-foot junior from Glenville, Nebraska. And she's been swinging out of the right side. Similar player to Horseman, I would say, in terms of type of player. A little bit more involved in the serve receive than Horseman is. Ashley Harms with another kill, but she's got 14. And for whatever reason, Midland has found a soft spot in the Dort College defense, and Harms has taken advantage. 9-4 our score. Walterstorff gets it over to Bartman. Bump set to Horseman. Horseman roll shot and a kill for Horseman. One of those nights where nothing happens cleanly for the defenders. You've got to scramble and just try to put together some sort of attack. Dort College trails 9-5, set number three. Serving for Dort College is Bartman. Midland will attack, set right side, Harms. Harms goes cross court, wide and out of bounds. Ashley Harms on the attack, error point Dort College. And the defenders trail 9-6. 9-6, our score set number three. Bartman, low hard serve, taken by Midland. They get it back over to Harms. Harms off speed, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Moss. Moss throws it up high over to Horseman. Horseman with the roll shot, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, down ball by Harms. Harms with another kill. She's got 15, five of them here in set number three. Harms with five kills in set number three alone. Midland with service. This is Piper. Piper serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman cross-court kill. So Horseman records the kill. And the defenders trail 10-7. Try to chip away another one or two points. Serving is Becky Madden for the defenders. Madden with service. And Madden's floater, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set left side to Sorehand. Sorehand with the kill off of the block. Sorehand with another kill. She's coming off a match when she had 13 against Doan. This is a team that went to 5 with Doan on Saturday night. Sorahan with her fourth kill tonight. Wheeler has service. Dort College trails 11-7. Wheeler with serve. And Wheeler's serve and ace as it catches the tape and falls over. Wheeler with the ace serve. Her first. And the Dort College defenders trail it 12-7. 12-7 our score. Wheeler. Jump serve, taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Krausman. Krausman has to keep it in play. Now here's Waltersdorf with a down ball, helped over the net, and a kill for Midland and Megan Farley. Farley with her first kill, and Midland has opened up a 13-7 lead. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. 13-7 our score. Midland with service. Dort College attacking. Set goes outside to Shower. Shower's unable to put it away. Set goes middle. And a kill for Pribble. Pribble with her fifth kill. And the Midland Warriors have opened up a 14-7 lead. 14-7 our score. Set number three. Serving is Ashley Wheeler. Wheeler's serve taken by Waltersdorf. Gets it over to Bartman. Sets middle. Keel. Keel with a swing. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Over the top of the block, taken by Waltersdorf, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Showers. Showers hits long and out of bounds. Point Midland. So an attack error by the Dort College defenders. Midland leads at 15-7, and they're closing in on a 2-1 match lead. Unless Dort College can cook up an 8-point comeback. Wheeler serves it into the net. Point Dort College. Wheeler with a service error. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-8. Serving is Summer Jansen. Jansen, looping serve. Midland with a pancake save by Farley. No. Point Dort College. An ace for Jansen. Summer Jansen with her first ace serve. Now Jansen returns the favor with a service error. So the service error by the defenders puts Midland back in front 16-9. They're up by 7 again. And the Midland Warriors have service. 16-9 the score. Midland's serve taken by Waltersdorf. Bartman tracks after it. Moss saves it up and over. Midland on the attack. Here come the Warriors. Set goes outside over the top of the block. Hitting it long and out of bounds is Casey Hyman. Point Dort College, and the defenders trail 16-10. So Hyman with an attack error, and you just have the sense that Dort College needs to get 3 or 4 points here. Nelson with service. Otherwise, you get into a position where Midland can just simply play side-out volleyball with you and fight you off. Midland on the attack. Set right side, pushed over the net. Pushed right back by Showers. Point Dort College. Christina Kepke. Gets blocked. Point Dort College. Showers and Waltersdorf record the block. Nelson with service. Nelson serve controlled by Wheeler. Here comes Midland attacking outside. And a kill for Casey Hyman. So Hyman records the kill. She's got 8. And the Midland lead is 17-11. 17-11 our score. Serving for Midland will be Megan Farley. Farley the setter, so that means there are 3 attackers in the front row. Farley serves it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So a service error by the Warriors. Midland leads 17-12, set number 3. Dort College and Midland tied up 1 set apiece. Krausman jump serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set goes outside off high hands and a kill for Harms. Harms with another kill. She's got 16, 6 of them here in set number 3. Harms records a kill. Darcy Berry with service. Berry serving. Taken by Jansen. Helped over the net. Bartman up there for the joust. Kept it in play. Now Midland will reload. Passed over the net by Farley. Controlled by Dort College. Bartman dumps it over to the corner. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set comes right side. Dig by Nelson. One arm stab. Krausman keeps it alive. Passed over the net by Bartman. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set right side. Harms. Unable to put it away. Here comes Midland again reloading. They'll set it back over to Harms. Harms, another swing. Another dig by Nelson. Controlled by the defender. Slide Walterstorp off the block. Dug by Midland. Warriors attacking. Pushed to the back corner. Saved by Krausman. Gets it back over to Bartman. Comes back over to Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Horseman records the kill. And for Jenna Horseman, that is her fifth this evening. And Brooke Walterstorp has service. Walterstorp floater controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set goes outside. Sorehand blocked at the net. Midland covers it. Pushed up close to the net. And the joust won out that time by Harms. Harms with her 17th kill. And the Door College defenders trail 19-13. Serving as Bimers for Midland. Points have come in streaks for both teams here in set number three. North College has a timeout remaining. Serve goes cross-court, taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Horstman. Horstman unable to put it away. North College reloads. Back over to Horstman from the outside. Cross-court dug by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set right side. Blocked at the net. Covered by Farley. Here comes Midland. Bimers throws it up high over to Harms. Harms blocked at the net. Bartman keeps it in play. Bump set over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horseman with a kill. She's got six. So North College hanging around trying to give themselves a shot here at the end. But at some point, you've got to score some points in a row. Kayla Bartman serving. Three attackers in the front row for the defenders. Bartman served down the line, controlled by Midland and Sorahan. They set it right side. Harms. Harms through the block. Another kill. Good grief. We have not been able to slow her down on the North College side of the net. She's got eight kills in set number three. She's got 18 for the match. Midland leads 20-14. She's attacking from the right side, and North College has not been able to counteract it. And an ace serve as they go after Haley Moss. Amanda Piper with the ace serve, and the North College defenders trail now 21-14. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Midland Warriors with service, Amanda Piper. That's Piper, beg your pardon. P-I-P-E-R. Serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets it backside over to Horseman. Horseman with a swing. Dug up and over. Door College will reload. Krausman's pass too close to the net, though, and putting it away is Heather Pribble. Pribble with her sixth kill. And the Door College defenders in danger of falling behind 2-1. Serving again is Piper. Piper trying to open up a 9-point lead for Midland. Krausman gets it over to Bartman. Bartman back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. We've got a player in the net for Midland. Point Door College. Keel will get credit for the kill. Elizabeth with her fifth kill tonight, according to my count. We'll see what the official stats have when I receive them in between sets three and four. We do know that we're going to head to set number four, no matter the outcome in this one. Sorahan down the line. Sorahan with a kill. Sorahan with the kill. She's got four, I beg your pardon, five now. And Midland Warriors, Ashley Wheeler, has service with her team up 23-15. So Wheeler with a jump serve into the net. Point Midland. I beg your pardon, Point Door College. My mistake. Wheeler with a service error. Door College trails 23-16. They've trailed by as many as eight at 22-14 and 23-15. Midland attacking. Set goes to the middle. Pribble unable to put it away. Now helped over the net by Walterstorff. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking and blocked at the net. But out of bounds. Point Midland. So another kill for Sorahan, her sixth. And the Warriors lead at 24-16. And the Warriors have service. Anna Grovejohn with service. Grovejohn with serve. And her serve taken by Jansen. No, and a serve. And the North College defenders fall in set number three. 25-16. We head to set number four. North College trailing 2-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The North College defenders lost set 125-11 and set 3, 25-16. In between, North College took set number 2, 25-21. The numbers look like this through 3. Midland with 42 kills, 14 errors, 99 total attacks for a 283 kill efficiency. For Dort College, 26 kills, 13 errors, 85 total attacks, a 153 kill efficiency. Dort College with 35 digs, Midland with 37, Midland with 7 points off of blocks, Dort College with 3.5 blocks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Ashley Harms leads the way for Midland with 17 kills officially. Casey Hyman with 9. For the defenders, they are topped by Jenna Horstman with 8, 5 for Elizabeth Keel, and Brooke Waltersdorf has 4. Midland on the attack, right out of the chute. Swing. Dort College takes it up. Passed over the net by Bartman. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Set goes to the middle. Harms dug by Dort College and Jansen. Now they set it outside and a kill put down by Showers. Showers with the kill. So Showers records her first kill of set number 4. And a kill off the block for Casey Hyman answering to tie it up 1-1 in set number 4. That's her 10th. So Hyman with the kill. We're tied at 1-1. Midland leads two sets to 1. And the Midland Warriors have service. Darcy Berry to do the honors. Controlled by Dort College. Bartman gets the set back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Christina Koepke with a block. And the Midland Warriors lead 2-1. 2-1 our score, serving is Darcy Berry. So Berry to line it up and send it over. Berry serve, controlled by Jansen, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf with a swing. Midland pushes it back over. Krausman, though, chases it. Bartman keeps it in play. Moss sends it over. Here comes Midland. Midland attacking. Set right side, Harms. Off high hands and a kill. Harms with the kill, and that time Kayla Bartman did everything in her power to chase it down almost in front of the Midland bench. She passed it back over the net outside the antenna. That was on the opposite side of the floor, and then Moss kept it in play. Jansen sends it too close to the net, pushed over the net by Bartman. Dort College attacking after Midland pushed it right back, and Midland with another block, and the Midland Warriors have a 4-1 lead. 4-1 our score. And the Midland Warriors have service. This is Darcy Berry. If you're Dort College, you cannot afford Midland to get out to a run. They lead 4-1. They come back over to Showers. Showers with a kill, and Dort College needed that one in a bad way. It's 4-2. Heather Showers with her third kill by my count. Make that her fourth kill, beg your pardon. Serving is Siri Nelson. Nelson with service. And she loops it over, taken by Midland. Warriors attacking. Set comes back over to Harms. Harms through the block, dug by Nelson, gets it over to Bartman. Slide, Waltersdorf. Blocked at the net, but out of bounds, Point Dort College. Waltersdorf gets credit for the kill. Brooke with her fifth. Dort College must win set number 4 to force set number 5. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson, floater, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, Sorehand blocked at the net. Point Dort College, we're tied 4-4. So a block by the defenders, our second tie of set number 4. Siri Nelson has service with her team, fighting back to tie it up 4-4. And Siri Nelson will line it up and send it over. Down the line, controlled by Sorahan. Midland attacking. Set right side, down the line, and the kill for Harms. Harms with 20 unofficially. And serving for the Warriors will be Jordan Beimers. Beimers serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Showers. Showers loops it over the net, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, and a kill out of the middle for Heather Pribble. Pribble with 7 kills. Midland back in front by a deuce, 6-4. 6-4 our score. Beimers serving. Beimer serve, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets it back over to Jansen. Jansen with a tip and the kill. Jansen with the kill from behind the spike line. She took something off of that one, got it over the top in front of the Diggers in the back row. Got her over the blocker in front of the Diggers. Drops right on the 10-foot line. North College trails 6-5, serving is Krausman. Krausman, top spin serve, taken by Midland. Warriors attacking, pushed over the net, saved by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman, sets outside to Horseman. Horseman with a kill, North College ties it up 6-6. Horseman with the kill in for Jenna Horseman, the junior from Pella, that's her eighth. Serving for the defenders will be Krausman. Krausman, top spin serve again, taken by Midland. Warriors attacking, set right side. Off of the block, Harms, Dort College reloads. Down ball by Horseman to the back line. Midland attacking, set goes to the middle. Dort College picks it out of the net once, now twice, now pushed over the net by Walterstorff on the third contact. And a kill for Midland. Ashley Harms with the kill, her 21st of the night. And the North College defenders trail 7-6, that is. Got to find a way to get Harms out of the front row. And I think her rotation has just gone through. Amanda Pieper with service. Set goes outside Horseman. Horseman down the line, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Sorahan down the line, hits it wide, but a touch at the net on the defenders. Sorahan with the kill. And that was an incorrect call. They called the touch, and the line judge came over and said, nope, I made a mistake. So an attack error by Sorahan, and we are tied 7-7. 7-7 our score. Walterstorff with service, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking, set goes outside, blocked at the net, Sorahan, Midland scrambling. They keep it alive. Sorahan again over the net. Taken by Nelson. Controlled by Dort College. Bartman back over to Horseman. Down the line. And she hits it wide. Out of bounds. Point Midland. Horseman with the attack error. Dort College trails at 8-7. Serving for Midland here in set number 4 is Ashley Wheeler. Wheeler with serve. And the senior with a jump serve. Taken by Walterstorff. Now block put up by Bartman. The ball was close to the net. Heather Pribble thought she was going to put it over. Bartman anticipated the play and gets the block. Bartman records the block. She usually gets one of those a match. She's averaging a little over half a block per set. Right side Pribble. Pribble with a kill. Pribble records the kill. She's got 8. Serving for the Midland Warriors will be Anna Grovejohn. Grovejohn with service. Her team leading 9-8. Low hard serve controlled. On the way, it comes back over. Unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College again. Set comes outside to Horseman. Horseman blocked at the net. Point. Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Midland has serviced. Jump serve taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel unable to put it away. Well, she does. It was tipped. Initially looked like they might dig it up, but Keel gets the kill. That's her 6th. Served by the Dort College defenders. Midland attacking. Set goes right side. And the kill put down. Christina Koepke. Koepke with 4 kills. And the Dort College defenders trail it 11-9. Koepke with another kill. And serving for Midland is Megan Farley. Farley served by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman, sets right side over to Moss. Moss unable to put it away. Here comes Midland. Midland attacking. Set comes outside, unable to put it away. Walterstorff gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Keel. Keel didn't have much to work with that time, and she gets blocked. Point Midland. Midland leads at 12-9. 12-9 our score. The Midland Warriors with service. And doing the honors is Megan Farley. Farley's serve controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Sets, goes outside. Showers. Showers with a swing and the kill. Well, if you listen to our broadcasts much, you know that I'm a big believer in volleyball. If you've got to maintain contact, and by that I mean you've got to stay within 2 or 3 points, especially in these kind of matches. Tournament matches, the momentum swings are bigger, and you can ill afford to fall behind by a significant amount and expect a comeback. Casey Hyman tips it into the net, Point Door College, and the defenders catch a break on the attack error by Hyman. It's 12-11. Serving for the defenders is Jansen. Jansen served, taken by Wheeler. Here comes Midland, attacking right side. Blocked at the net, pushed over the net. Did them a favor. Jansen gets it over to Bartman. Bartman to Moss. Moss, tip, kill. Moss with the tip and the kill. And for Haley Moss, that's number 4. North College is knotted at 12-12. 12-12, our score. Serve controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. They set outside. Jansen unable to keep it on North College's side of the net. Here comes Midland. Midland blocked at the net, and it goes up and over and out of bounds. Last touch by North College. Midland gets the kill by Casey Hyman. Hyman with the kill. Serving for the Warriors will be Darcy Berry. So Darcy Berry with service. And Berry's serve, taken by Moss, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman, down ball by Showers. Showers, unable to control it. Sends it over, now a block at the net by the defenders, unable to close the block, though, and the kill for Christina Koepke. She has 5, and Midland's back in front by 2, 14-12. Serving for the Warriors will be Darcy Berry. So Berry to line it up and send it over. Her jump serve, controlled by Jansen. Tipped over the net by Moss. Moss covers it herself. Dort College attacking. Showers, tough angle. And they call her for tipping it over the antenna. You have to believe that the antenna extends all the way to the ceiling, and he can't touch that line. And that time, Showers tip just a little bit too far to her left. And it touches that imaginary line. And the Dort College defenders trail 15-12, and Dort College is forced to call a timeout. You're listening to KDCR 2 Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Darcy Berry with service. North College trailing 15-12. Set number 4 trailing in the match. 2-1. Bartman sets to Walterstorff. Walterstorff on the slide and the kill. Walterstorff records her 6th kill this evening. And the defenders trail by a deuce. Serving again will be Siri Nelson. Siri Nelson serve. Harms is in the front row for Midland. They'll go to Harms. Harms attacking from the right side, and Harms with another kill. She has been close to unstoppable. 22 kills by my count for the match. She has hit well over 500. She had just one attack error through the first 3 sets. Serve taken by Jansen. Showers has to go after it. Tracks it down near the bleachers. Jansen sends it over through the rafters. Doesn't touch anything, so it stays in play. Tipped by Walterstorff, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Set Harms. Harms blocked at the net, pushed up and over. Jansen gets it over to Bartman. Bartman slide right side. Walterstorff. Walterstorff kill. Walterstorff records her 7th kill, and the Dort College defenders trail 16-14. Serving again will be Megan Krausman. Megan Krausman with service. And Krausman serve. Nearly an ace. Midland, though, good pass. They set it middle. Unable to put it away. Pribble. Nelson keeps it in place. Sends it back over to Horstman. Horstman into the antenna. Point Midland. So Horstman with an attack error. And the North College defenders trail 17-14. Amanda Piper with service. And Amanda Piper serving to the sideline, and it's wide and out of bounds. Point North College defenders trail 17-15 now at the service error by Piper. Piper tried to go down the line and hit it just wide. Serving for the defenders now will be Walterstorff. Walterstorff with service. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Set goes outside Sorahan. Sorahan with a kill. Sorahan with another kill. And for Sorahan, that is her seventh. Just when Dort College starts to cheat over and try to cover Harms, they go to Sorahan. Now Wheeler with service. That means Harms is on the bench. Chance for Dort College to maybe make up some ground. And Wheeler's serve catches the tape and falls over. An ace serve. Not much you can do about that. And Wheeler gets the ace serve. Wheeler with her second ace. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. It's 19-15. Midland in the driver's seat, set number four. Midland leads 2-1. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886 by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG and by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelton, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. Served by Wheeler is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College, so a service error by Wheeler, but Midland has crept 1 point closer. They lead 19-16. Serving is Bartman. Three attackers for Dort College. Set goes outside on the attack, and banging it off the block for the kill is Hyman. Hyman with 12 kills. And Midland maintains that four-point advantage, 20-16. Serving for the Warriors is Anna Grovejohn. Grovejohn with service. Midland trying to win the match in four sets. Have not heard a final yet over in Orange City. Last I had heard, an ace serve for Grovejohn. It's 21-16. Midland leads 21-16, as I was saying, in Orange City. Last I heard, Concordia was trailing Northwestern 2-0. Jump serve, taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Bartman. Bartman sets outside to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Point Midland. Midland leads 22-16. Dort College is out of timeouts. Midland has a six-point advantage. Serving again for Midland is Anna Grovejohn. Grovejohn with service. Taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman outside to Moss. Moss with a tip controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. Set goes over the top of the block. Unable to put it away, though. Here's Keel blocked at the net. Digs it out herself. Here comes Midland again. And we've got a double called on Midland and Mahala Egger. Egger whistled for the double contact. Well, for the time being, Megan Farley was out. She checks back in. So Dort College trails 20-17 after the ball handling error. Becky Madden with service. Controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking. Sets outside to Hyman. Hyman blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Defenders trail 22-18. Serving again is Madden, the sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Madden serve. Sideline controlled by Midland. Warriors attack. Right side, Koepke. Koepke with a kill. Koepke with the kill. And for Koepke, that is her sixth kill tonight. And the Dort College defenders trail 23-18. Megan Farley with service. So Farley serves it over, taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. So Keel with another kill. She's got seven. And the Dort College defenders will be serving. Summer Jansen with serve. And Summer Jansen's short serve taken by Midland. Warriors attack. Set right side. Hyman. Hyman with a kill. Hyman with a baker's dozen, and now Midland is on set and match point. Set and match point. Here comes Midland with service. This is Darcy Berry. Dort College down 24-19. Backed into a corner. They need to score 5 points in a row here. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Bartman. Bartman comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff hits it long and out of bounds. Point Midland. And Midland wins on the attack error by the Dort College defenders. They win in four. Set scores of 25-11 for Midland, 21-25 for Dort, 25-16 Midland, 25-19 Midland in set number four. Dort College drops to 18-11, and now Dort College forced into the waiting game. They'll have to see if they have done enough to maintain their standing in the poll, and also to see if they will earn a spot in the NAI National Volleyball Championship. Those bids will be announced late Sunday after the final polling of the year. But as it is, Midland advances on to the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason title match against either Northwestern or Concordia. And it appears that it is Northwestern who won. So it will be a rematch of last year's GPAC championship match, won by Midland in Orange City. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
Dort College.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this. Midland wins in four. Winning sets 1, 3, and 4, 25-11, 25-16, and 25-19. Dort College 1 set 2, 25-21. Midland, 56 kills, 17 errors, 131 total attacks, 298 kill efficiency. It is tough to beat teams when they're up in that 300 range. Dort College, 37 kills, 22 errors, 115 total attacks, 16 fewer attacks, 19 fewer kills for the defenders, and 5 more errors. Dort College not sharp at the net tonight. Caleb Hartman, 29 assists. Megan Farley, 48 assists. Dort College, 42 digs. Midland, 45. Midland, 12 blocks. Dort College, 6.5 blocks. Dort College was led by Jenna Horstman's 9 kills, 7 each for Brooke Waltersdorf and Elizabeth Keel. 6 for Heather Showers, 4 for Haley Moss, 2 each for Summer Jansen and Caleb Hartman. Caleb Hartman also with 29 assists. Summer Jansen with 11 digs. Caleb Hartman had 8, 7 for Siri Nelson, 4 for Brooke Waltersdorf. Beg your pardon, 6 digs for Brooke Waltersdorf. Dort College had 3 players with 2 block assists each. They were Brooke Waltersdorf, Elizabeth Keel, and Haley Moss. Back with a look at the Midland statistics for tonight's contest right after this. Midland, we have those numbers as well. I gave you Dort College's already. They were led by Ashley Harms, and what a match she had. 21 kills, 2 errors, 43 total attacks. That all adds up to a 442 kill efficiency. Toss in Casey Hyman's 13 kills, 3 errors, and 30 attacks for good measure. And those two combined for 34 attacks, 5 errors, and 73 total attacks. So 34 kills. And you've got around a 400 kill efficiency for those two players. Erin Sorahan, 7 kills. Heather Pribble, 7 kills. Megan Farley put up 48 assists. Ashley Wheeler had 2 service aces, as did Anna Grovejohn. Midland totaled 8 service aces for the match, Dort College with 3. Midland had 8 digs by Darcy Berry and Ashley Wheeler, 7 digs for Molly Pettit. She was the libero for Midland. Christine Kepke was in on a total of 10 blocks, 1 solo, 9 assists. And Ashley Harms had 4 block assists. Midland advances on in tournament play. Dort College in a wait-and-see situation. They'll be waiting until Sunday night, waiting anxiously to see where they land in the polls and also where they land in terms of a potential NAI National Championship at-large berth. That's their only opportunity at this point. Midland has wrapped up the automatic berth, so they will get an automatic berth. They will not need an at-large, so that saves an at-large potentially for Dort College. Midland was number 12 in the poll, so they would have needed an at-large if they did not win this evening. Obviously, Dort College would have gotten the automatic then. I digress. Midland advances on. 24-7 for the season. Dort College falls to 18-11. No sign of Coach Chad Hansen yet. We'll take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Just a reminder of what's coming up the rest of the week on KDCR tomorrow evening. Dort College women's basketball play. While the Dort College football team is in action on Saturday as they kick off at 1 o'clock in Mitchell, South Dakota, in what shapes up to be a chilly day. Dort College women's and men's basketball opening up the Great Plains Athletic Conference season on Saturday as they host the Midland Warriors, 2 o'clock start time for the women and a 4 o'clock start time for the men. Coach Chad Hansen has made his way out of the locker room, and Coach came down to Fremont this evening and obviously hoping to earn a berth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference title match on Saturday. Was not to be, and Midland had a lot to do with that, setting the tone early, and your team had some difficulties in set number one, showed some character to take set number two, turn it into a best of three match, but just never seemed like things were completely clicking for your team tonight.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Mike. And even in the set that we won, set number two, I felt like we were playing some good volleyball, but our staff at the intermission break after winning that second set said, you know, we're still not playing our best volleyball. We're still not playing great volleyball. We didn't take that message into the locker room, but it just had that feeling all night as if we were playing, you know, half a step behind. And all the things that we prepared for defensively, et cetera, instead of being very mentally present in our action on the court, it seemed like we were just mentally a hiccup away from completing a great play. And a credit to Midland. They came in sharp. They played and executed very, very well. And it's, you know, disappointing, naturally disappointing. We've got great, great talent that I think could compete with them when everything's lined up for us.
Their right side attack gave you significant problems. Harms ended up with 21 kills for the match. What about that attack made it so difficult to defend?
She can hit many different shots. She can hit the deep corner. She can hit a harder cross. She can bury the ball to the inside. She can hit line. And so it's a function of where do we put our block and where do we put our defenders around that block. And we were playing different games throughout the course of the match, blocking line and digging cross, blocking cross, digging line, blocking interior, digging perimeter. And any of those combinations, she's a tremendous player. There's a reason that she got Player of the Week last week, and it was interesting to see their game strategy. They were when Haley was in there in the first set, they were trying to keep the ball away from Haley being able to block out as our right side blocker. So their left sides didn't get a lot of action, and Harms over on the right side had a plenty of action. So we flipped our lineup and tried some things there to finish out sets three and four, but still she was scoring in between and in and around. Hard for us to stop.
Now you're into a wait-and-see situation. What do you do over the next 2 days, or 3 days now, before Sunday and the final poll comes out, and with it the NAI National Championship berths? You're on the bubble. I mean, there's no mistake about it. You're number 28 right now in the poll. I believe last year 28 got in. It all depends. And what do you do over the next couple of days with this team?
Good question. You know, honestly, Mike, I think our chances to get in are a real long shot. If we're in on Sunday, I'll be pleasantly surprised. And that's what I told the team in the locker room. My recollection, an at-large bid really stays within the top 25. But I hope to be wrong. I do hope you're right, and that 28, 27, you know, someone there gets an opportunity. I think we played some decent volleyball tonight. I think we've got great, great volleyball ahead of us, and I'm really hopeful that the national voters will consider us for that tournament option. But over the next couple of days, our plan is just to relax, and we've got a few court times scheduled, so we'll keep those and just try and stay fresh for an opportunity next week.
You had senior day a few weeks ago, or about a week and a half ago. Talk a little bit about this group of seniors.
This group of seniors, and I just addressed each one of them in our locker room. Kayla Bartman, what a tremendous career. She's taken our program. She's led our program all 4 years, coming in as a freshman and being in on the starting lineup. In my time, I've only known her as our setter, and she's been outstanding too. And then separate from her athletic ability, which everyone can see just the spirit of who she is, the deep emotional leader. She really is an emotional kind of athlete and person. She's very passionate about life, and just a woman of God who I'm confident will go very far and do tremendous things in her future. Next comes to mind Siri Nelson. Has been a steady soldier for us, and I use that purposeful term because her family, she comes from a military family, and her ability to be just a go-and-do kind of person. Siri would literally tackle in and through and go around anything to accomplish whatever the team needed. And her pleasant attitude, her can-do spirit, I believe another tremendous woman of God who will do well in her role as a teacher in the classroom. And I'm excited to see how Siri ends up. She also has a coaching mind and is quite adept at the game and understanding the different nuances of this sport. Kate Noble has been a tremendous support person for us, as have the other two seniors yet to mention, Giovi and Ashley. Kate has had many different roles within our program as a right side, as a middle, sometimes as a left side hitter. Her desire and demeanor to just support and play to the best of her ability in any role that we give to her, and then to come off the court and love on her teammates and encourage and cheer them on, she really has a gift with that selfless love. Giovi Agustav has been a great selfless leader for us, always in that secondary setter position behind Kayla, and Giovi's spirit to support Kayla's role as the starting setter, but also to be competitive in our practice gym and grow in her own skills. She quite often it was one of the most consistent players to ask for extra reps in the spring season, after practice in the fall, extra reps on defense, extra reps with setting, serving, etc. And Giovi's definitely going to be missed in our program as well. And then Ashley Tooney. Ashley, first time with us on the varsity, and coming off of a knee injury. Ashley's really been a great practice player for us. She got a couple of neat opportunities through this season to step in as a serve and defend specialist. Ashley's attitude, just a fun, loving, easy spirit, but very, very knowledgeable about the game. And she makes the game look easy, and that knee brace actually just put a little hinge in that ease that she makes the game look easy. But the reality is that her smile to play and pursue the ball, her get down and get dirty on the court, diving and laying out to make a play happen, that will also definitely be missed within our practice gym.
Lots of ups and downs over the course of the season. Obviously, you remember the downs, some of those losses that you'd obviously like to have back. The ups, of course, some of those big wins recent last week, the wins over Northwestern and Briar Cliff heading into this semifinal round match. Looking back on this one, might take a little while for us to see clearly what this season was, but 18 and 11 mark, and wait and see situation, coach. We'll see what happens over the next 48-96 hours.
Yeah, that definitely sounds good, Mike. I'm grateful for the time that you've been on the road with us and through all of your travels. For our fans who really just continue to pour the love on us in the gym, both DeWitt and on the road, we're so blessed for your travels, making those commitments. Grateful for the support of our home crowd, making the gymnasium echo with a deafening roar. We do love you guys, and we're blessed for the times that we've been able to be out on the court and play, and grateful for all of your high fives and encouragement along the way. We're hopeful for more. If we don't get that opportunity, then thank you for all that's behind us, and we'll trust the Lord for neat new opportunities as next season approaches.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening as the Dort College Defenders fall to the Midland Warriors by a final score of 3-1. Midland on to the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship on Saturday night versus Northwestern. Dort College, wait and see until Sunday evening. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.